Yeah, I know that hardly ever happens. We'll get to that in just a second. Some shout-outs on the Cup Series side. Let's give a shout-out to the drivers who finished 7 through 9 yesterday. Tony Stewart, his quest to get into the top 30 in points and get a win. Rebounded from a rough Pocono, finishing 7th. Austin Dillon had his first top 10 since Kansas. He finished 8th. And Matthew, a good top 10 for Jamie McMurray. He came home in the 9th spot.
Yeah, McMurray really needed that finish. You know, he made his first career chase last year. Hasn't been as consistent this year. I think you made a remark after the race. It was very nice to finally solidify a finish in the top 10 with a top 10 car, because it's something that they did all year last year en route to the chase, not so much this year. So well done from McMurray at a track where you usually don't see McMurray running towards the front at Michigan. And you mentioned Tony Stewart. We are, as you mentioned earlier, we are getting into the summer months, and that is usually where Tony Stewart has shined the most in his career, going to a track in Sonoma where he's won multiple times. But just to remind everyone, he needs to do two things. He has to get inside the top 30 in points, and he has to get a win. Right now he's 35th in points, and he's, as I do quick math, 35 points, I believe, outside of 30th. 45 points outside of 30th. So, first of all, he needs to get into the top 30 in points, and then he needs to get a win. He hasn't won in over 3 years, but a very promising finish at Michigan. And you mentioned Austin Dillon. I think a few weeks ago, everyone was thinking he would get his first win this season. Kind of dropped off a couple of races in a row. Really strong finish at a track in Michigan where he's ran well before in his career. So maybe the three car will be in victory lane sooner than we thought.
Yeah, got Daytona coming up. Kentucky, which is where he got his first Xfinity win 4 years ago. Hard to believe it's been that long. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Dillon. I still think he'll get that win too before the year's out. Well, speaking of Xfinity, let's now shift our attention to the Xfinity Series. And what a moment on Saturday for our guy, Monterrey, Mexico's Daniel Suarez. Passes Kyle Busch on the final lap to win at Michigan. It had been a long time coming. I don't think the surprise, Matthew, and the shock and awe factor was that he won a race. I think that was coming. It was the fact, though, that he passed the best in the business in the Xfinity Series on the last lap. Hunted him down to get by and win the race. Just an impressive job as Suarez's stock continues to rise.
Oh my goodness, there's really just one word you need to say about this, and that it's finally, and then add some exclamation marks at the end of that. He has come so close, not only this season, but he came close towards the end of last season as he finally got a hold of these Xfinity stock cars, finally gets that first win, and as you mentioned, passing Kyle Busch is tough on the first lap, on the 50th lap, and in the highway when you're going home from the race. And he did it on the last lap in the Xfinity Series where Kyle Busch, he's won 250 races in that series. I'm so happy for Daniel. I'm happy for that entire crew. And he's finally punched his ticket into the chase. And that's going to be a heck of a chase when the Xfinity chase does roll around, because Suarez and Jones are at the top. And those two are going to put on a heck of a ride into fall and going to Homestead in November. But thankfully, Suarez finally got it done. And if you're looking at the chase grid in the Xfinity Series, by the way, look at the two at the bottom. Blake Koch and Ryan Sieg would be in the chase if it started today.
That's awesome. That's one thing about, you know, not having Cup guys, you know, run for points in this series. You can have a chase format, and you can have guys like that running for a championship. Paul Menard, no, he's a Cup guy, but still had a good run, finished in third. But outside of Suarez, the guy who has impressed me the last couple of weeks, Alex Bowman. Okay, so he was put in a bad ride situation at Tommy Baldwin Racing, and his Sprint Cup career did not pan out. Okay, I get that he did not. I could somewhat get the fact that he was released from his Cup ride. But Matthew, how has this guy not got a full-time Xfinity ride? He's impressed every race in the 88 so far, won the pole, finished 7th, and you'll see him at Iowa this week. I mean, what gives?
Well, and I know we're going to talk about Sam Hornish Jr. later, but I put Alex Bowman in the same category as Hornish. He absolutely has to have a full-time Xfinity ride. He's too good of a driver not to. And what a performance he put on at Michigan. First of all, to win the pole at a track like Michigan against a team like Joe Gibbs, who had won however many poles in a row they'd won, to finally, one, break that string, and then, two, come out on the race Saturday and have a good run. You mentioned Suarez stock rising. I hope everyone is taking notice to what Alex Bowman is doing in that 88 car.
I do. I will hope so too. I mean, he's just doing great. You wonder what a little equipment will do, and there you find out he's in some good equipment. And he is really running right now. Some other guys you don't usually see in the top 15 that much, but well, you do see Blake Coglotti finished in 13th. Ty Dillon had a rough go. It finished in fifth in more ways than one. Not only did he finish 15th, but he had get given IVs after the race. The AC broke in that number 3 car on a sweltering hot day in the Irish Hills of Michigan. Well, it was a pretty good Sprint Cup race on Sunday. It was a really good Xfinity race on Saturday, but arguably, and we say this a lot it seems, the best race of the weekend was probably the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race on Friday night at Texas. What a battle between two of the sport's young guns. Yes, it was veteran Matt Crafton who led 133 laps, but at the end of the day, William Byron and Rico Abreu battled it out for the win. Abreu starting to deliver on the potential, but in the end, he goes just a little bit too close to the wall. And you talk about stock rising, how about William Byron? Second win of the year, and it came at Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart. William Byron, I tweeted about it earlier this year, and of course, as you know, I'm huge on Twitter. I'm older than this guy, which, one, scares me a little bit, and two, it should scare everyone in the Xfinity and Sprint Cup garages as well, because this young man, he is coming, and he's coming fast. He's got to be a favorite to win the truck title right now. You mentioned Crafton. He's got two wins, but now so does Byron. And as we'll get into later, Crafton's team having a little bit of trouble over the weekend. As I said, we'll get into that in a bit. But William Byron, I don't know what superlatives to use for this kid, because he's been absolutely amazing all season long. Had that fantastic win at Kansas where, if you're picking apart that Kansas win, he probably shouldn't have won it if the leaders didn't take each other out. But it doesn't matter. A win's a win, and it counts the same, no matter if you're running seventh on the last lap or if you led every lap. It doesn't matter. He's got two wins now. He's going to be a championship favorite. And I got to tell you, if he wins the truck title, watch out for him going to Xfinity next year. And for Rico Abreu, his stock definitely rising as well. He's going to close out and get a win before the season's over.